Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Raspberry and coconut slices.
Can you say you made them now?
I baked them.
Okay.
You baked?
Yeah.
Raspberry and
coconut slices.
Give us some.
Are these gluten free?
No. But are any of us gluten intolerant?
No.
So can I have one?
Yeah, I made them for us.
All right. Okay. And you've
put them in a Ziploc bag.
All right. Okay. Now my children had one there and they said they were a bit chewy.
Well, no, they're a bit hard as opposed to chewy.
What's wrong with that?
Well, he ate it anyway, so that's a good sign.
Did eat anything. So, everybody, you're all very welcome to the Tommy and Hector podcast with Loretta Blewett. Now, because of the times that are in it, you're probably all wondering how we're able to sit in such close proximity to one another. Because you could probably tell by our, like, I'm going to say something, and then Loretta and Hector, this is how close we are to each other. One.
Two.
Three.
That's how close. That's fucking close. Wow,
though, very close.
You're actually closer now this week than you were last week. Can you just push back an inch there?
Well, no, I can't. I'm okay now.
Let's try it again. One.
Two.
Three.
See, that's your crowding in on her there.
Yeah, okay, do it again.
It's your two.
Hen.
Two. Do.
No, it's not.
I can't even say.
Let's go again.
Hen.
Do.
Three.
See, you gave her a bit of space there. That was good.
See, that was good, yeah.
Let's give a little beat, like a beat between it this time. Here we go.
Uno.
Dos.
Tres.
Now we're seeing.
We're
now we're comfortable.
But we are together.
Yeah, so we got this. I don't know. We have the name of it here, do
yeah,
we?
Yeah, Covisol.
So this is a test that came around. A nurse called around to the house this morning and she tested everybody. And for today, we are COVID clear.
Yeah.
So that's
it's 98% accurate. And our noses were violated this morning.
Yes. I got the nose rolled off me.
And it was not exactly pleasant.
No, it wasn't, but it was fine. But the main thing is we're COVID clear. So
we're COVID clear, yeah. So you can check it out on is it covisol.ie?
Yeah.
And it's COVISAL.
And just to reassure.
And
people,
they're a Tipperary company, they're local, so it's great. And it means that you're either positive, negative, or inconclusive.
Works
so we
like
were
a
all
pregnancy
negative.
Test, doesn't it?
Yes.
I was a bit apprehensive about getting the swab up the nose, and I'm sure a lot of people are, and the people who've got it done are probably thinking the same thing. But once I've had it done now, I've no apprehension about the next test.
And Catherine, our lovely nurse, looked after us very well and made it all pleasant.
Now, I know this is a bone of contention with you over the past couple of weeks, is the naming of the episode.
Oh!
So,
why would he think it's a bone of contention?
Because there used to be a rhythm, and the rhythm was...
Oh! And now the rhythm has been broken by
rhythm
us.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's no bad.
That sort
cancer.
Of happens when there's
you
three
can
people
feel it
in the room.
In the air.
Somebody sent us one last night. New Cork Jets, is it?
There are.
New York.
I must have got nearly 50 nominations this week.
Okay,
on
so what suggestions do you have for this week's episode for the name?
I told you, I said Rail Betty's Town, but.
No.
Dagenham and Newbridge.
No. Loretta, do you have any suggestions?
I have two great ones. I'd love to.
I have three great ones.
I'd like if it was a Mayo name.
Okay, are you ready?
Dagenham one? What about Dagenham and Newbridge?
No. Are you ready for a Mayo
yes,
one?
Yes, yes.
Aciletico Madrid.
I like that because it's Mayo.
Another one, Cross Milana.
No, I don't like that one.
Mm.
And this is my favourite one. This is a good one. Nace Milan.
Nace Milan.
As in AC Milan. Oh, yeah.
Nace.
I get it, yeah. I preferred the first one.
Okay, this week's episode is called Achill Etico.
When we are on episode 652, sorry, then we will be really struggling.
Sorry,
for
could we concentrate? You're eating my...
I think they're nice.
They're not great, no, in fairness.
They are great.
I think they're all right.
See, there's a shop in Ballina called Michelle's Bakery, and she's after closing now the last couple of days, and she...
Now it's in the leftover stock, was it?
No, but she makes these. Now, hers are obviously nicer, so I decided whilst she was closed that I would make my own ones.
Yeah, but you couldn't sell them, Rita.
But I'm not trying to sell them.
You wouldn't get away with that at a fair in the school now.
Jesus Christ.
You would. They're... That's the first time I tried to make them.
The first time. Thanks for using those.
As they say, they're a bit gritty.
They are, yeah. You'd be thrown out of the ploughing championships and bringing them onto the site.
The Bonnie Conlon show.
Keep the suggestions coming in for the soccer names.
There's
the
coconut.
Shows.
That's why it's gritty.
Yeah, it's soft. It's kind of soft and airy at the top and fucking brutal and hard at the bottom.
Jesus, that's a big critique for it. Like, we used to go to a nightclub up in Kilchimaw, which would be about 20 minutes from
Bangers,
Foxford. Or,
what was it called? Sizzlers.
What was it called? The N17.
Riders.
It was called the N17.
Oh, I know it. It's up along the water.
Yeah. No,
that's the one in Ballina. Yeah, the one in Kilchimaw.
Yeah, N17. It used to have youth discos there. So you'd go up there and you'd
Father Dafferin. Welcome, boys. Welcome, girls.
And it was like there was three layers. It was a massive nightclub.
There's an awful smell of expectation in the room this evening.
And the music would go on. Well, you'd be shifting everyone you'd find. And Kilchimaw was obviously a centre point from people who would come from Roscommon, from Galway, from Sligo, and us buffs from Mayo, obviously, as well. And you'd be shifting. You wouldn't even know you'd be shifting that many.
But
you'd be going in and you could be shifting 10 or 12. Good job there wasn't COVID then.
I tell you, but you have great... When you talk about this, you have great confidence with it. I don't know any fella...
Shifting?
Yeah, I don't know any fella who would have shifted more than
me
one.
Me and Audrey, I'd say...
How is Audrey?
Me and Audrey shifted everyone that there was to be shifted. We just shifted everyone.
Would you just... We'd
shift the same fella sometimes. You'd shift...
Would you just walk along and just start kissing
We went into a nightclub in Santa Ponsa one night and we says, I'll meet you back at the door here in half an hour. And we went and we shifted everyone we could find. It was like a travelator just going round, shifting.
That's amazing confidence.
Were you just stopping people and doing it?
Just shifting now.
Were you asking them, hello, where are you from? What are you working at?
Didn't get into the... You know, it wasn't. It didn't require a lot
No names.
Just so can I just pay?
I'm here for a job. I have a job to do.
I could be at the bar in Santa Ponsa in CJ's and I turn around with six cans of Harp or points of Estrella or something. Yeah. I'll meet you and then you just start shifting something.
No, you wouldn't go for you, Hector.
No, I'm just painting a picture.
I'm painting a picture.
And then we'd say,
Hector, look, no,
and I'm then painting
be,
a picture.
The other some lads that would come over, then they'd try and start talking to you and you'd be like, no, not tonight. Move on. Next. Off you pop.
So
off
it's about you being in control.
Yeah, off you pop. Get out of here.
Off you pop.
Off you pop.
Next. And then we used to we used to have awful crack with lads. Poor laddies.
It's driving them demented.
Yeah. Where'd you get them little chewies?
If a fella walked around a nightclub like that, he'd be in fucking jail.
We used to put our finger on the top of their head and make them do twirls and everything. Twirl around. Twirl around there till I have a look at you. And because Audrey was into the horses, she used to say, trot up there till I see what you look like. Go on, get up there and see what's up. Walk and come back. And turn around.
You're looking at the confirmation. Have a look at the car. The front hocks and he's like, trot away there now.
Yeah, your hind legs and come back. And then they come back and you'd be like, no, I'm not sure about you. And then they'd be all chatting. You'd be like, move on. See you later. Nothing to see here. Bye.
I'm amazed. And I'm
That went on now for a long time, you know. That didn't go... We didn't finish that stuff when we were 15,
16. Did you do this in Ireland? Did you
everywhere. We did it everywhere. We shifted everyone everywhere. Every country. Didn't matter. Anywhere we were. Shifting.
Doesn't matter.
Shifting, yeah. Loads of shifting. She couldn't get into too much trouble with a bit of shifting.
So shifting is just a munch and a bit of a squeeze.
Yeah, just a bit of shifting, yeah.
And
a heavy petting.
But Loretta, if you liked the guy, would it go? Would you say?
No, right? You wouldn't get to know them that well.
No, you didn't want to know it. You didn't want anything. It was a lovely kiss.
We were
really
walking home one night from a night out. We were going to get the taxi, and we found a fella coming down the street, and the two of us shifted.
The fucking fella's gone. He was fucking gone. This is fucking bonanza. Yeah. This is a bonanza. Lads, you'll never guess what happened to me on the way home.
You just couldn't, anyone you were friends with, you were shifting the whole lot of them. Like, yeah. chaplains in Ballina, shift everyone, next, in you come. But tickets, please. What number are you? 37. I'll be back to you in 10 minutes.
Oh, that's fantastic. They're fantastic.
What fucking confidence.
Yeah, but sure.
Walk up there and I'll have a look at you.
And the poor lads used to probably in a pile of sweat, like, didn't know whether they were coming or going.
That is amazing. I met Audrey once in a pub with you in Dublin, and I found her to be unbelievably confident. Within a minute of meeting her, I was going, whoa, this is Mayo full on here. This is like,
can you step into my office for a moment? That's a great line. If you say something, if you're talking to someone, you say, would you mind stepping into my office for a minute? And then they say, oh, I thought I was in it. Oh, no, you're not in it, but you can pop in now if you'd like. And then they don't know what to do when they're in the office. I was doing that one night outside a bar in Dublin, right? And this girl came over to me and she said, sorry, she said, can I just ask you, she said, I've heard you saying to a few people, could you step into my office? What does that mean? I said, they can step into my office and I interviewed them and see if they're, you know. And she said, well, I work in a dating agency. She said, would you mind if I used that line? And I said, oh, not at all. I said, use it away. I said, it's very, very effective. And then you'd say, no, you're only out in the waiting room, but you can come in now for a moment. And
isn't that a lovely analogy, the way you do it?
And then you can shift them. And if they spent enough time in your office beforehand, you'd get to know them. And then you could either dismiss them then or...
Would you get them to buy a drink then?
Oh, God, absolutely. I'd make them... I this for one night. Now, I said, would you like to step into my office? And he said, I would. And I says, well, in you pop and get us two drinks. And I said, out. When you come out, back out. I said, you can come straight in here to me. I said, you don't have to go near the reception at all.
Yeah. You don't have to book an appointment.
No,
there
you
anymore.
Can come straight just through. Straight what
in.
Do you want?
Kick the door off the hinges. Just fucking get in.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, it's great.
Isn't that?
Yeah, stepping into the office.
That's quite refreshing.
And then they don't know how to react. They're like, they're not sure. You're very open with someone. They're not sure whether that's...
Yeah.
Like, fellas wouldn't be... Like, this girl is up front of
me. Fellas would say to us that we were too intimidating normally. Like, you know, for ages we'd be kind of, you know, minging around there. And they'd be like, oh, would you be going out with anyone? No. Oh, that, well, I know why. Because you're too intimidating. You're too frightening. You frighten men. That's it to the two of us. We were a dangerous combination together. We were dangerous enough separate now, but together we were...
Lethal.
Well, lethal, because the poor lad wouldn't know whether he was coming into my office or our office, or was he supposed
whose
to be sitting down or standing up? Or...
Oh, isn't that classic? Yeah. But isn't that a lovely juxtapose of the way we were on about shifting and trying to get the shift, and then you're taking it to another level there.
Oh, shifted, can't tell you. I mean, I wouldn't remember the names of people I shifted.
Step in there and
you
close
remember
the door.
Everyone's name that you shifted, do you?
Sit down there and I'll have a look at you.
Tommy remembers the date, the time.
But you look back on those days with great...
Ah, fun, yeah.
Great crack,
so it's just a bit of divilment. Just divilment.
Step into my orifice.
Orifice.
Till I have a look at you.
Okay, so lads, how would you like to meet a woman?
No, I've met enough of them.
Who can cook, have sex on tap, and never have a headache?
What do you mean sex on tap?
Like, she, you can have sex with her whenever you want. Would you like the thought of that?
I need more information, Rita.
So the new thing now is sex dolls.
Is that what women think men want? Someone who can cook and have a ride whenever you want. And what was the last one she's able to do?
No headaches.
Able to cook as well. And she'll never have a headache. Like when you go, oh, can I have sex? Oh, no, not tonight, love. I've got a headache. I've got a headache.
I've never heard.
That's that. Oh, I've got a headache. That, love. I've got a headache.
That sounded like a fella living with a man dressed up as a woman. And he says,
I've got a deep voice.
And he says, would you like to have sex tonight? No, not tonight. I've got a dick.
And a dick. Well, no. So this is
Is that what you think men want?
No, this is what men want.
Hello there. How would you know?
Well, because I was researching.
Do you think a man
week.
Would dare say, "I know what women want"?
No, because they don't.
All right. So, and what gives you the authority then to say, well, I know what men
because
want?
Because men always want to have sex.
No, they don't. We
yes, you do. And when you're not having it, you're wondering about when you'll be having
it. Oh, Larita. I thought you read the New
York.
Don't
be pretending you're
no, Mr. Hang on a second.
Oh, I'm so like.
Do you think men want to have sex all the time?
Most of the time.
Well, you are completely
well, you,
wrong.
You need to ask our wives.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, I would. I can't.
You're like pet dogs going around always looking for attention and that's what like men...
Well, aren't you a lucky woman to have some fella fucking following you around the house
what
with,
the,
with the tongue
the
hanging out the mouth and...
Anyway, that's...
The stalk on him like...
Is that not what men
Larita,
want?
No, we, not.
What do men want?
We
solitude
like
and crisps.
And the odd ride.
Crisps.
O'Donnell's salt and
sandwiches.
Vinegar in the kitchen in me
box. Give it up, they're not giving us any.
Whiskey.
Soccer, so Champions League, a lovely
air.
Fire.
So you wouldn't want...
A hug every now and again.
So, yeah.
Bit of crack.
Lovely cup of tea.
So you never want to have sex?
No, but you're saying men want to have sex all the time.
A lot of the time.
What's a lot of the time?
What's a percentage of a week, how many times would you want to have sex?
Hang on.
In a seven-day period.
Tom, you answer that?
I would say that if you're not riding... It depends on what age you are as well. Like, in your 20s, you'd be good... I'd say your baseline would be four times a week. Into your 30s, you're moving, you're probably peak at five, go down to three. And I would say now in my 50s, I'm about somewhere between two and three times a week does me.
Two and three times a week?
Yeah.
And that's...
But that could be, you could do three of them on a Sunday and then you'd have nothing to do then
yeah.
till the following weekend.
But then you could have, Tommy, you could have the surprise one.
I could go out fairly lively.
On a Sunday morning.
Twice Sunday morning and then one Sunday evening just after the Angelus.
Have a quick one.
Yeah. So it's like scheduled appointments.
Yeah,
you have.
And men we don't go around looking for it all the time. There's always the right time for a man. It's always and we.
But I'm more in. What do you feel about? How do you feel about this new thing about sex robots?
Well, give us some more details.
So there's a new term now called robosexual. If you're inclined to have sex with a robot, but in Japan. This fella got married to a robot and his mother wouldn't go to the wedding because she said it wasn't really something to celebrate.
Yeah.
So he married this lady and you can pick them, you can
They're
design them as you want.
They? They're
yeah.
lifelike.
You can design them however you want. So you can pick out, you order it, you can pick out if you want blonde or brunette.
Okay.
You can, or whatever colour hair you want. You can pick out the type of lips, cheeks, eyes, eyebrows. Then you move down to the... boobs, do you want big ones, small ones? You can pick.
Could you get different sizes?
Yeah, different sizes.
So if the right one is fairly massive,
they look like
the small one, the left one is kind of small. And
no,
tiny.
You'd either want big ones or small ones. They don't do. Like,
I'm sure they could do if.
They probably could if you had a specific fetish for one boob bigger than the other.
Ah, yeah, that'd be good. Crack,
yeah. And then they have whatever type of vagina that you.
Hang
can
on,
you've
missed. What about the stomach? What about.
Oh,
the,
yeah, whatever.
You could design
have,
a stomach like.
You could
have
design a, the belly button.
The any way you want, yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah,
and then the skin.
And could you put her arse, like the whole of her arse, instead of being buried around the back where it's hard to reach sometimes, could you put it like between her tits?
Yeah,
could you put her arse between her tits?
I don't know what that
So you could be sucking the big one
so
and driving your finger through the arsehole.
Licking her arse and licking her tit.
Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes you'd be hard to reach around the back. You just poke at it.
Yeah, you could do that, I suppose.
Oh, wow.
You'd have to sit down with the man that's designing.
With the designer,
yeah.
But I watched this documentary on Channel 4.
Could you give her hooves as well and a tail?
Yeah, the problem is now they're trying to design them that they can walk, so they could walk with you down the street.
Oh, yeah.
You can get ones that
can you
stand up.
Walking
or
down with a robo woman who had fucking hooves, like two hooves and a fucking tail on her and a arse in the middle of her tits.
And why would you not have her dressed like she was walking down the street with you?
But she wouldn't know bother to her like she's a robot. She wouldn't notice it.
She has feelings like she.
Where?
Well, I don't know. They're like set up inside her. They're. So
what
like
was
if you
that?
Touch
like,
her, if
like
you
that?
Touch her boob, she'll go, oh, I like
and
that.
And would she flinch like if you put a lit match to her anus? Would she flinch like. Can you get ones with built in flinching?
Yeah. I think. So, I don't know.
Is there a switch where you can say. The flinch is on or
I
off.
I think you should make a documentary about them. Go to the factory.
What's the name of that movie? Machina, Ex Machina, isn't it?
See, I didn't see that, but you should maybe go to the factory and see how they're made and maybe you could put in those specific requirements and then you can talk to them.
They're getting very lifelike, aren't they?
They're completely lifelike now. So they're
You can't call a woman now with a tail and hooves
lifelike.
See, if you're sitting alone, lifelike. If you're sitting alone in your bedroom and you're 38,
can you imagine the fucking the hooves are?
But here, this bodybuilder, you can in Kazakhstan, you can get married to them as well, because in Kazakhstan they have no. Basically, you have to get the requirements for a marriage is they have to be you have to be over 18 both. Parties have to be over 18. It has to be a man or a woman, and that's it. Once you're over 18, and once you're a consenting adult, so robots are classified.
Is gay marriage allowed in Kazakhstan?
No, I don't think so. No. So this fella, anyway, his sex doll broke, and he had to send her off to be repaired, and he was devastated. Her name was Margot, so he had to send her off.
Margot!
He sent her off, but she had to go to another city to get repaired. And
what was broken in her?
Well, this is the thing, he didn't reveal that.
He broke her in two.
And their legs go every which way, and they're like, they're made of silicone. Now, the only problem is, they're not heated. So, like, when you touch it, it's like touching a dead body.
It's like riding a corpse. I'll not do that again.
Please explain.
What?
Please explain.
Did you never ride a dead person? You haven't fucking...
Tommy, how could you ride a dead person? I wonder, do men get erections when they're dead? When you die? You know, like rigor mortis.
Well, I tell you, you're expressing a keen level of interest there.
I was just thinking about it logically there. Like,
if you were to design, say, all this talk about female robots...
Yeah, well, there's men, male ones.
So,
so
what kind of a male robot would you like?
I don't know, just...
Just one that. Us through his body. Let's start with the face. Who would pick someone that we can relate to?
No.
Who would he have? Like, would he have the nose of Kieran MacDonald?
I don't know what Kieran MacDonald's nose looks
would he have
like.
The nose? Would he have?
Would he have long hair? Like, would he have bleach blonde surfer
no,
hair?
Would he have the hair of Conor Mortimer?
No.
Would he be like a crew cut army fella?
He'd look a bit like Brad Pitt if you could design him.
Yeah, of course.
His shoulders, would they be the shoulders of Willie
Jones? Big, strong shoulders
you could fucking
big, strong
hold
arms.
On to. Yeah, go on.
Big, strong arms.
What about chest? Would he have a nice chest?
Not genetically modified, like steroidy arms. Like,
would he have a hairy chest or would it be shaved?
Oh, not shaved.
Do you like a hairy chest?
No.
What is his stomach like?
Nice and flat.
Lovely.
Nice and flat. Let's
talk about the ammunition.
Yeah.
What do you want down there? What do women want? What's the perfect thing for women down there?
Women want to be in.
Is it width or size?
They want to be,
in trouble.
In trouble. They just need to be satisfied. So like, whatever way that needs to be done.
As a fantasy now, would you like this? Say you're in your bedroom, right?
Right.
And next thing, you just hear a fucking thundering upstairs. And next thing, it's completely fucking black. And next thing, the door bursts open and this fucker in a balaclava just comes in and he fucking rides you. And then he's... Because I bought a book.
As in, like, the robot would be just come up, just sneak up on you whenever you least expect it and start having sex with you.
No, I bought a book one time called Irish Women's Sexual Fantasies.
Oh, go on then.
And what was remarkable about it.
Why did you buy it?
For the horn.
Go on, yeah.
So what was remarkable about it was that the freedom to fantasise, and a lot of the time people's fantasies are something that if they happened in real life, they'd be traumatic.
Yeah, but
So I was having a bit of crack with you saying, you know, some fella, you know, and you say, I'd love if I'm just lying there in the bed reading the Mayo News. And next thing I hear a fucking pane of glass been smashed in the fucking kitchen. And then this fella comes up and he's about 8 foot tall and 4 foot wide. He's covered in hair. He has a balaclava and a big Mickey. And he comes in and he just rides me in the bed and then he disappears. Like, you might say, the idea of that is horny in a kind of fantasy way.
Right.
But a lot of these fantasies were, if they actually happened,
they'd be scary.
They'd be fucking scary, but most of them would be illegal. And
can you remember
stuff like, you know, I'd love it if the fella came in to fix the dishwasher. If he was just fixing the dishwasher and then without Larisha's breathing heavily already.
And got then, his big tool.
And then...
his Phillips.
He's fixing the dishwasher and then he just fucking throws me up on the sink and gives me a good fucking seeing to... He doesn't even speak to me. He just fucking throws me up in the fucking sink. I don't even know his name. Some Polish bloke. And he rides me. And then he fucks off again. And I have to call him back because he didn't...
forgot to fix the machine.
But that to me was... just really interesting that you have freedom, your imagination is free and it's a wonderful thing.
But reality is completely
reality
different.
Is fucking, and the reality of sex is that it's fantastic, but it's very ordinary. It's just kind of just it's lovely. It's you and your partner just having a lovely old ride
and a feel.
You know, it's just very, like it's easy going.
This in Japan now, it's become massive, these robo doll, like sex dolls. And this fella, I watched a video last night of this American fella and he's there sitting with his sex doll.
Now, hang on,
what do you do with your hand there?
He's
now?
Brushing her hair first at the start of the video, right?
But hang on now.
I'll share it out.
Did you have to... This wasn't something on the telly that you came across. This was something
I watched.
You had to Google.
I read about... Well, what happened first was I read this thing and it'll be handy for you, actually. There's
who?
This... You.
Me?
Tommy. It'll be handy for you. There's this new robot that's being finalised in England now and it costs about 248,000 to buy. Mm-hmm. It's a robot that cooks for you and cleans for you. So if more of any kind stops coming or whatever, this robot can be inserted into the house. It has hydraulic arms and everything. It'll cook your dinner and it'll wash the dishes and everything.
Will it hear my confessions?
You could probably tell it to them. I'm not sure it will be a give you absolution, but listen to them anyway. So then that got me thinking about the time I watched the documentary about the sex dolls. Mm. And they're trying to combine now the two where you have a doll that'll practically do everything for you, have sex with you. But you're a man. So I started watching the video and then you get into a vicious circle of seeing all this stuff. This fella, right, is telling you how the only thing this sex doll that he had... doesn't do is it doesn't do fellatio on him. So other than that, he said that's fine, he can. And then he stopped the video, like turned it blank, and then started having sex with the doll. So he says to her name was Emma, we're going to have sex now. And she was like, I thought you'd never ask. And then the next thing he fires her down on the couch and starts having sex with her.
See,
so like, it's
if my wife, I'd find it very sexy if my wife could do a robot voice.
So you'd
So if we're just sitting there on the couch, you know, one of an evening, and I just say we're gonna 10 minutes, we're riding, and she just goes, I thought you'd never ask. I'll go upstairs and get ready.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so good. Oh. That will never fit inside me. Oh my god. Come quick. Come quick. Touch my ass. Come quick.
You must have been watching the video.
Is there anything else you would like?
That was amazing, then she'd say.
That was incredible.
See, you're
that's Stephen Hawking. Wouldn't that be lovely, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then this other fella has three of them.
Yeah.
And he's saying, this is my wife. I'm married to her. Well, not legally, he says, but we've got matching wedding bands. And he's there holding her hand while he's playing the computer games. And then the other two are just you know, his partners as well.
See, it's the next level.
It's the fixation.
20
with them.
Years ago, damn dolls were just...
Is that kind of... men like it because it's a control thing. They can say, okay, sit down now. We're going to have sex. Switch. And then he can say to her, go to sleep now, Emma.
Yeah, look at sex
and Emma
dolls.
Goes to sleep.
Sex
she goes into sleep mode.
It's just the next generation of that stuff. There, it's just.
Would it work in Ireland? Probably not. Would it?
I'm sure you'd have a few customers.
Why doesn't the robot give blowjobs?
Just maybe the technology for
isn't
this particular one.
Something could go wrong.
She could. That's
the biggest Mickey I've ever.
The robotic things could start mulching up your penis.
Just a clamp down and...
Imagine, imagine if she went into a robot mood.
Into chew mode.
Malfunction.
Yeah, that wouldn't work so well.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I have a query for you now. So, I had to drive up and down to Dublin during the week, and I was kind of, an odd thing happened, and it's happening more and more, and I kind of don't think it's right. I can see how it would happen, but I don't think it's right. So there's the slow lane, and the slow lane you can kind of do from 80. If you're 80 is a little bit slow in the slow lane, but you'd be tolerated 90 a ton, ton 5, ton 7, ton 8, ton 9.
On the slow lane?
Yeah, right. Slow lane. And then you can go to ton 20 if you want, and the outside lane then maybe ton 20, ton 22, ton 23.
Yeah.
And you can, if you have cruise control in the car, safest thing to do, boys, set it about 126.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, 126, and 127. Yeah. And
you're not breaking really anything.
They'll give
there.
You 10%.
The guard will be like, look, 126, I'll hardly pull it. No, 129, 131, 133.
That's your story.
He'd pull you in then. So there was two, three cars up ahead of me, and they were in the slow lane. They were doing about ton one, ton two. And I says, I can't be stuck behind these fuckers. Now I have to get to Dublin. On with the fucking indicators.
Indicators.
About it. I put down indicator. And I went 131, 132, going past them.
Yes.
Just to get past them, get to far side. Yeah. Thing, I pull into far side and knock it back 126, 127.
Yes.
Well, when I was up to speed, a fucking hearse.
What?
It was a fucking hearse.
Oh, that you passed out?
Yeah.
Was there a body in it?
No. There was two bodies in it. One driving and one...
There's always a fella in the other side of it. There's always two fellas in the front having the crack.
And the other fella's always... The seat is always really low. All you can see is the cap.
Stop. And the boys.
And a coffin in the back and two cars behind it.
Oh.
Now, I would have been reared in a culture, and I remember specifically in Navan of the town, when a hearse is going through the town, everything stops. No matter what the fuck you're doing, you stop. You put your back in again the wall.
Yeah. Respect.
And respect. And if you have a hat, you take it off. And you wait. And but why are these... You can't be driving a hearse. That's not possible. What was I supposed to do? Suddenly fucking slow down and pull into the funeral cortege?
I think if you're passing them, it's all right. If you're coming the other way, you stop.
Oh, we stop.
You were okay on the motorway, you see, because you were passing them.
But I was overtaken a hearse.
He was
disrespecting the hearse at 129.
That's an old folk custom.
What did you do, Tom? Did you slow down midway and pull back? What
started I driving beside
you? Jesus Christ!
I slowed down and I took the hat off.
Yes.
And I made sure that when I was passing by, they saw me bless myself.
Exactly.
Yes, that's good,
man.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
I took the left hand on the steering wheel and I was doing the speed with the right foot and I took the hat off, I put the hat on my leg and I blessed myself, right? So I said, I drove past and I'm going, that's wrong now. That is wrong. I don't know what situation. I know your mammy died in Navan and was buried in
Tuam.
And did you drive back? Did the hearse drive?
The whole way.
On the motorway?
Yeah, yeah. And I was in behind it. We played the full Elbow album.
You were in the hearse?
No. In the car.
Sorry. I was in the first car behind it and we put on Elbow. It was majestic. The sun hit the minute we hit the Shannon.
But what I'm asking you is, and then on the way back from Dublin then...
You met them coming home?
No, there was another... it was at the toll booth. There was a huge, big, long line of cars at the toll booth. And I said, just that's unusual. You never see that length of a line there. And I have one of those yokes that you go through the automatic, you know, beeps. You know, Morbani Kine put it into the car for me.
That was nice of her.
So, and she checked the air pressure. And
she's brilliant.
And she filled.
Honestly,
she's fantastic. And she hoovered out the boots because I was dragging coal around it. There's a few drops.
But, that was nice of her.
But anyway.
10 bales of briquettes in one hand.
Yeah.
So I went through the automatic barrier and on the far side then I saw, and the reason there was a big line of cars was because there was a hearse. And he was pulled in the far side. There was kind of a pull-in lane, far side of the barriers. And four or five cars behind it waiting for... And I just thought, you can't be bringing fuckers to graveyards on the motorway.
Well, we took our mother to...
We were going to go the back roads anyway.
Yeah.
But you have to be...
You'd be ages. We had to go to Shannon, to the crematorium. So we came from Knockmore to Shannon. And we all went on the motorway. But cars passed us out.
Did you feel that was disrespectful?
No.
Did you give them the fingers as they went by?
No.
Okay.
See, did you bless yourself passing the hearse or did you bless yourself passing the first car behind?
Passing the hearse.
No, I'd say you got a bit of a land, Tommy. You got a bit of a land.
I just thought it was
I don't think it matters.
Bad luck, bad karma.
It's not. I don't think so. I think if you're in a village and you drive, like when it's going through a village and you don't...
What would be the custom in Knockmore now?
Like if there was somebody, you know, dead, we'd stand out. Obviously now with COVID, you can't go to the funeral. So people would stand out along the pavement or whatever, going down.
With the hats off.
I love that. I love that. I love that slowing down, pulling in, stopping, taking a moment, waiting.
Yeah.
Letting
respect.
Letting the
mourners
pass.
Yeah, but I think in the villages, that's good. But on the motorway.
Letting the mourners pass. Tommy, in hindsight, you should have pulled in, stood, gone about 5 miles up the road, pulled in, got yourself positioned, stood out in the back of the car, put your flashers on, had a wee, saw in the distance it was coming, gathered yourself and then let it pass and pay respect.
But the problem with that, Hector, is that I could do that and then I'd get back in the car
and you'd have to pass them again.
And I'd overtake them again. I'd pull another 2 miles up the road and then by the time they got to the turn for fucking Kilbeggan or Kinnegad, they'd be going, Jesus.
Is he supposed to be with us or...
That man has an awful lot of lookalikes.
on the topic of funerals and mourners, I'd like to just say and send our love here from this podcast to a great Navan man who passed away, Paddy Fitzsimons. May he rest in peace. A great publican in the heart of the town who ran a great bar for well over 50 years, a great undertaker who has been very kind to both our families and was there in times of need, and a great Navan man, and Paddy Fitzsimons.
God bless him.
R.I.P.
I'm very sad to hear that now.
Yeah, he passed away last week.
God be good to him.
There you go.
God be good to him.
He was a great undertaker and a great publican and a great man for football.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Have you been thinking about your own funerals and what you'd like? Have you any instructions left?
No, and in this time of uncertainty with COVID, maybe we should have.
Would you like to be now? Would you like to be buried in a Mayo jersey?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
What number will you go for? Come on,
a Knockmore jersey.
Maybe a Knockmore jersey. Yeah, that'd be better now.
You'd be buried in a Knockmore.
Never thought about that now, but now that you say it.
What about a Knockmore bodysuit?
No, I think a jersey would be sufficient.
Okay, but can I ask you the question? So people are coming around to pay your respects. You're in the coffin in a Knockmore jersey. Are you also wearing the shorts and the socks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you the boots on?
I'd have the boots on.
Yeah, you'd have to wear the boots.
I'd insist.
I'd insist they pull the socks up to my knees too.
Would you have shin guards and a mouth guard in just
No,
in
you
case?
Don't wear shin guards.
Would you have the mouth guard in your hand?
No, no.
Would you have the? Would you still have your fingers clasped over the rosary?
The rosary beads, yeah.
Would you have a bottle of water just there, like a water bottle?
I might have the Knockmore County Champions mug with me. That'd be good.
Class.
Yeah.
You're brilliant.
I think that'd be good.
Have you thought about it, Tommy?
Yes, I have. Yeah, yeah. I don't want nothing. I'm not even going to tell anybody I'm dead.
Right.
I'm just going to die. Do the way like elephants and cats just fuck off into the wilderness
and
die.
They die.
That's what I'm going to do. Like,
what wilderness would you like to go to?
I just head out towards Spittle.
And just on the side of the road.
Just keep walking.
Do you see the wall here at the back of the house?
Yeah.
And the far side of it is scrub.
All right.
I just hop over the wall and just walk. Myself and the cat. Just
don't bring the cat because he'll eat you.
And I just go somewhere and die. And I wouldn't even tell anybody I wasn't well or that I felt it coming on. And what I want to happen is that after a week.
Tommy, this is bizarre.
After a week. I just want people to go, where's dad? And then they'd go, I don't know. And then they wouldn't bother too much. And then about 2.5 weeks had passed and then someone would say, seriously, where's dad? He hasn't been here. When's the last time? Was he here? What the fuck?
I don't think this.
And then after a month, they'd be going,
where is he?
Ara, fuck him anyway. That's the way I want to die.
What about
slip away. Entirely
oh no,
unnoticed.
I'd like a big funeral and a lot of...
Oh yeah,
of,
you need a bit of fanfare.
A lot of mass and a long mass.
Bonfires. I'd like a long mass.
I'd like people to talk a lot about me, you know, different, make a speech.
You're so demanding.
You could make a speech and, you know, I wouldn't like a hurried mass. I'd like a priest that it takes time and do a nice long
slow
mass.
Slow mass.
A nice slow mass and a big celebration of, and loads of music as well.
Oh yeah.
I walked in to one of the biggest Hindu temples in Kathmandu. We gained access to this temple, and most of the Nepalese Hindus have their, when they pass away, they go there to have their funeral pyre done.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When you walk into the temple, there's a smell of burning bodies and incense. And on your left-hand side is a river as you head towards the major temple. The major temple believes that Shiva, the Hindu god, his penis is at the top of the temple. His original penis, and it's shaped like
is
a penis.
Is it hanging down?
No, you can see the whole thing. It's like it's just a shape.
Oh,
like
it's shaped
it's
like
a phallic symbol. So that's the central temple. But on the left is a river as you go in, right in the heart of Kathmandu. The smell of burning bodies and funeral pyres where the dead are burned. It's amazing to see the ceremony regarding the way they bring him out in the white, they bring the person out in the white cloths. They place them by the river. There's beautiful flowers around it. Only the family are all there. They're there mourning for 4 or 5 days and then they set it alight and then the body is tossed in the river. It's incredible.
There used to be a tradition and it was almost law that when a husband died and his body was being burned, that the wife had to throw herself in on top of it and die as well. That's a
in what
fact.
Country?
Tomb, is it? No. that's Kathmandu, one of them places. One of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing to see.
Yeah.
She throws herself straight in on the body.
Huh? What kind of a funeral would you
I'd
like
I'd love
to
have a load of lads with a funeral, big bonfire going and me above on a hill and loads of lads in me jerseys and Navin Amani's jerseys and ceremonial up the side of a hill with fire and big funeral.
Your man who
pyre.
Broke into the fucking into Trump's place with
funeral
the fucking
pyre.
Your man with the tats and the fucking
and loads of wild horses and
fellas
piebald ponies. No, piebald ponies and a bit of ceremony, a bit of pomp, bit of music, bit of crack, bit of whiskey, bit of laughter.
Loads of drink, yeah.
Loads of drink,
yeah.
Absolutely.
A putching on tap.
See, you'd miss out on that if you just
eggs a putching.
But your Hector's going to miss out. We're all going to miss out on our funerals, Loretta.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'd like. Yeah,
well, we'd miss out
like
on your funeral
good,
if you didn't.
Good
do
laughter. I don't know where. Have you a plot? Have you a plot, Tommy?
I told you.
Have you a plot? Have you a family plot? Will you go in beside your mother?
No, I won't.
Will you go in beside your mum?
Well, my mother is cremated.
Where did you throw her ashes?
So she lived a little bit back the road from us at our home house. And she wanted to be scattered there. There's
lovely.
Like a little
nice.
Fairy fort there.
Nice.
So we scattered it there. And then we all kept a little bit as well.
Nice.
Urns.
Okay.
So I have a bit in the fireplace in the kitchen.
Tommy, so there's no more scattering to do?
No. No more scattered.
All scattered.
Have the Tiernans a plot in St Mary's in Navan?
No, my mother was buried. Did I tell you the story? My mother was buried in St Finian's, the new graveyard.
Oh, yeah. I remember going out that day.
Yeah, and
Tommy.
But then she was buried about a year and a half, and we remembered that she said that she wanted her ashes scattered on top of Slieve na Mon. So Slieve na Mon is the great mountain of women outside Clonmel.
Roll over, I the blaze. Oh, the Lord, take my place on the bed of Slieve na Mon.
Oh, well, wonderfully rendered.
I didn't know where you were going with that song.
So,
I thought that was a bunch of time you were singing there.
We remembered, all of us at the same time almost. It was fucking uncanny that my mum had said that when she died, she wanted her ashes scattered on top of Slieve na Mon. Right, that's what she had asked for.
And how come you didn't know that at the time?
Because we just got in the kind of in the flurry of the dying of and the kind of the just the kind of the unearthly strangeness of it. We just, you know, it was a sudden death.
You went through the tradition.
So we had to.
We
got to dig her out, and we fucking.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have come up and helped you.
We got to dig her out.
He could have brought the Kango
and fucking dug her up. And
were you there, Tommy?
At night with fucking lights. Couldn't tell the county council, you know, because they'd be getting
Tommy,
awful trouble.
Tommy, you did not.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have come up. You're so close to us.
We dug her up, and
who did you?
Myself and me brothers, and my father, and we dug her up, and we took her out to the dump.
Well, you had a mini digger, Tommy. You had a mini digger. A mini digger.
Took her out to the dump, and then
what do you mean the dump?
Because we had to find somewhere to burn her where we wouldn't be fucking apprehended by the county council. So we burned her above in the dump in Winetown.
I know.
And then we got the ashes and we put them in buckets and we took it up to Slieve na Mon and we scattered it up there on top of the mountain.
Jeez, you had a long night.
Some crack.
Well, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast with Tommy Hector and Arita Blewett. And we'll talk to you next week. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.